Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate?
Whatever that is.
Okay. Thank you. The chances are certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50,
sure.
So certain to vote,
sure.
Right? Thank you, sir. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me what is your age?
69.
Thank you, sir. Now, what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Black, African American? Thank you.
White.
Sir, can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated? Any number.
10.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you the list of elected officials. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job? How about Donald Trump as a former president? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, how about Marcy Kaptur as a congresswoman? Same question. Approve
I
or
like
disapprove?
Her.
Approve.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
How about Sherrod Brown as a senator? Approve of this? Strongly?
Yeah.
Somewhat?
Very, very much. Whatever. What's the top?
Strongly? Okay.
Strongly,
how about Joe Biden as president? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
I'd say strongly.
Strongly. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along, I'm going to read you the list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. And if you have not heard the person or institution or not familiar with them, just let me know, okay? Our first one is pretty much the same names, but a few ones are different. But Marcy Kaptur, what's your opinion about her? Favorable, unfavorable?
Favorable.
Barry is on what?
I'm sorry, again?
Very favorable, also what?
Very favorable. Yeah.
Very, okay. How about Democrats in Congress in general?
Favorable?
Favorable.
Very favorable.
Okay,
very
how
favorable.
About Donald Trump? Same question, same options.
Strongly disapprove of everything he's ever done.
Okay, very unfavorable, okay. How about?
Very unfavorable, yeah, I guess that's okay, yeah.
How about Republican in Congress? Your options are somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, somewhat favorable.
Very unfavorable. Very
thank
unfavorable.
You. How about Derek Merritt? What's your opinion about him?
Derek Merritt.
Yeah.
I disapprove of him.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. Yeah.
Okay. How about Joe? How about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, very favorable.
And First Energy, the institution?
Highly unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
And if the election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
I would vote for Sherrod Brown.
Thank you.
Proper pronunciation, by the way, Sherrod.
Understood. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
I would vote for Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And if there is a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or will you say there is no chance at all that you will consider voting for
him?
No chance. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a few statements that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. And remember, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Now, very quick. Well, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders. invited millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference? And if the statement makes
it's
no difference?
It's a complete lie, so whatever it is, I disagree with it strongly.
Okay, so no difference, not true, or someone...
I think it's not true at all.
Not true? Okay. Now, those are your options. Now about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, can you please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, or it makes no difference on your opinion? Or if the statement...
You could save the read. I will not vote for him.
I understand. So. But just for the sake of a researcher, we're almost done. We are 80%. So let me read it real quick. I will speed it up. Okay. As a landlord who has received over 100,000 in contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water. So he and his cronies could save money, and he even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Will that make you to support him much less likely? Someone less? No difference.
I never had any support for him, so whatever the strongest disagreement is, whatever that
much
means.
Much less likely to support him. Okay, now let me read it real quick. I know you're going to give me the same answer, but just for the recording, okay? Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses in military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorders due to the job to get workers' compensation, Mary even voted no on that one. Much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely or not true?
Oh, I think it's pretty much true. So I'm not going to that.
Much less.
So I won't. Whatever it is, I disapprove of Eric Merritt.
Okay.
Strongly.
I will put it down much less, okay, because that's the strongest. Okay,
right.
Now Derek Merritt wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill will prosecute both doctors.
You talk too fast. Aggravated what?
Aggravated abortion murder.
Oh,
Merritt's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Does that statement make you to support him much less, somewhat less, no difference?
Much less,
okay. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians who are only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Much less, same questions, same options?
Okay, well, I would be less.
Much less, okay. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported an anti-union law that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, and will he raise the retirement age. Is that statement will make you to support him much less? Somewhat less, no difference?
Much less.
Okay, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. Much less likely to support him, right? Is that your answer?
That's right. You're correct.
Okay, now based on what you just heard, sir, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt? Or will you still vote for Merritt? I know you say you're not going to vote for him. But
there are countless reasons to vote against that guy.
Can you give me one, just one for the record, please?
Abortion.
Okay, the abortion bill, did he approve? Okay.
Yeah, that's the tip of the iceberg.
And sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Oh, it would be Marcy.
And while you And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt, besides abortion? What's the other issue?
General right-wing outlook, that he's too far to the right, just like all the other Republicans.
Okay, too far to the right, okay. And what's the last question, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What's the last year of school that you have completed, high school, technical or vocational, some college but not a degree, associate's degree, bachelor's
degree?
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat, technically, but
centrist. Not so strong or strong?
Strong Democrat, sort of.
Okay.
Strong.
How important is politics to your personal identity? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Very, very much.
Very important. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Oh, I voted for Biden.
Thank you, sir, very much. This concludes our survey.
Just a sub note, I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump to be dog catcher.
You make that very clear, sir, and I'm sorry I keep asking, I keep asking the same question, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay? Thank you for your patience. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Likewise.